Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The all-new Ball Book of Canning and Preserving by the Ball Test Kitchen is a modern, wide-ranging reference cookbook focused on safe home food preservation, produced under the Ball brand, long associated with home canning jars and equipment. The book aims to help home cooks confidently preserve seasonal produce and pantry staples using multiple methods, not just classic canning. It presents more than 340 recipes spanning familiar favorites like jams, jellies, pickles, relishes, salsas, and tomato preparations, alongside broader preserving approaches such as fermenting, freezing, dehydrating, and even curing and smoking. A key strength is its technique-based organization, which makes it easier to learn processes and then apply them across recipes. The instructions are designed to be approachable for beginners, supported by step-by-step guidance and photos, while still offering enough variety and flavor creativity to interest experienced preservers. Charts and practical guidance help the book function as a dependable kitchen tool during harvest season and beyond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preservation fundamentals and kitchen readiness. A major through line of the book is building competence before filling a single jar. It covers the practical fundamentals that determine success in home preservation, including basic gear selection, choosing appropriate jars and closures, and understanding why recipe structure matters for safety and quality. Because canning is sensitive to factors like altitude and correct processing conditions, the book emphasizes following tested directions rather than improvising core ratios or steps. This focus supports beginners who want a reliable path from fresh produce to shelf-stable results, and it also helps experienced canners tighten their process with a refresher on best practices. The fundamental section functions as a decision guide when a water bath is appropriate, when pressure canning is required, and how to think about storage outcomes for other methods like freezing or dehydrating. The overall message is that preservation is a repeatable system. Once you prepare your workspace, understand the method, and respect the process, you can preserve many different ingredients with confidence and consistent results. Secondly, water bath canning for high acid foods. Water bath canning is the backbone method for many classic preserves, and the book treats it as a core skill. It focuses on high acid foods and properly acidified preparations that can be safely processed in boiling water, the category that includes many jams, jellies, fruit butters, marmalades, chutneys, relishes, pickles, and a range of sauces and salsas. Beyond listing recipes, the technique-based structure helps readers understand the workflow preparing produce, cooking to the right consistency, filling jars, managing headspace, and processing for the appropriate time. The method is presented as accessible but not casual, encouraging readers to use dependable formulas and follow the process precisely to achieve seals and stable storage. The value for everyday cooks is flexibility within a safe framework. Once you understand the technique, you can choose from many flavor directions, preserve farmers' market finds, and create gifts and pantry staples that maintain bright flavor. The book also reinforces practical checkpoints such as reading charts for processing guidance and accounting for altitude adjustments when needed. Thirdly, pressure canning for low-acid vegetables and meals. For low-acid foods, the book includes pressure canning guidance as an essential companion to water bath canning. Pressure canning is presented as the method that enables safe preservation of items that cannot be processed safely in a boiling water bath. By organizing content around technique, the book helps demystify the pressure canner and the logic behind it, emphasizing that correct temperature and time are the safety foundation. Readers learn to approach pressure canning as a controlled process, preparing ingredients, packing jars appropriately, following tested directions, and using charts to support correct processing conditions. This is especially relevant for gardeners and bulk shoppers who want to preserve harvest quantities of vegetables or hearty pantry items while maintaining quality over time. The emphasis remains on reliability over experimentation, which is particularly important in low-acid canning. For experienced canners, the appeal is having a curated, modern collection of recipes and guidance under a widely recognized preservation brand. For beginners, it offers a structured way to expand beyond jams and pickles while keeping safety and clarity at the center of the learning curve. Fourthly, beyond canning, fermenting, freezing, dehydrating, curing, and smoking, one reason the book stands out in the canning category is its inclusion of multiple preservation methods beyond jars and boiling water. It brings together fermenting, freezing, dehydrating, and even curing and smoking, reflecting the reality that modern home preservation is a toolkit rather than a single technique. This breadth helps readers choose the best method for the ingredient and the desired result. Freezing can preserve fresh flavor and texture with minimal equipment, while dehydrating offers compact storage and snack-friendly outcomes. Fermenting introduces a traditional approach that focuses on transformation and storage through controlled microbial activity. and curing and smoking broaden the scope into preserved meats and deeply flavored pantry components. Presenting these methods alongside canning also clarifies trade-off shelf stability versus freezer space, quick turnaround versus longer curing timelines, and fresh tasting results versus concentrated or fermented profiles. For many households, this section increases the book usefulness even when canning is not the primary goal. It encourages readers to preserve more of what they buy or grow by matching the method to their time, equipment, and eating habits. Lastly, using preserves in everyday cooking with extender recipes and seasonal guidance, the book does not treat preserved food as an endpoint. It also encourages readers to integrate preserved components into everyday meals, using what it describes as extender recipes and serving ideas that turn pantry items into finished dishes. This approach solves a common problem for new preservers: making jars is satisfying, but using them consistently is what delivers value. By showing how relishes, sauces, and fruit preserves can become parts of meals and baking, the book helps readers plan preservation with real eating patterns in mind. Seasonal sidebars and produce focused guidance reinforce this practicality, nudging readers to preserve what is abundant at the right time and to think in terms of a year-round pantry rather than one weekend project. The result is a more complete preservation mindset: preserve, store, and then cook. This orientation also supports variety, because readers can justify making smaller quantities of more types of items when they have clear ways to use them. In practice, the book becomes both a technique manual and a menu planning resource for anyone who wants preserved foods to feel like a normal part of weeknight cooking. In conclusion, this book best serves home cooks who want an authoritative, kitchen-friendly guide to preserving food safely while still enjoying a wide range of flavors and formats. Beginners will benefit from the technique-first structure, which makes the learning curve more manageable by teaching process logic and then applying it across many recipes. Clear directions, visuals, and at-a-glance charts help readers work more confidently and reduce the intimidation that often surrounds canning and pressure canning. Gardeners, farmers market shoppers, and bulk buyers will appreciate how the book supports planning around seasonality and abundance, with options that fit different kitchens. From quick freezing to shelf-stable canning and longer projects like dehydrating or curing, more experienced preservers may value it as a modern, consolidated reference with a large recipe pool, especially when they want inspiration beyond standard jams and pickles. Compared with narrower canning manuals, it stands out for its breadth across preservation methods and for encouraging readers to actually cook with their preserves, not just store them. In that sense, it functions as both a preservation handbook and a practical cookbook designed to extend the harvest into everyday meals year-round. If you would like to support Baltes Kitchen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.